In order.
Well, since everything is about fast food today, we were just talking about In-N-Out, Whataburger, and Five Guys, but you have something that's happening at McDonald's.
Yes. Listen up, America. McDonald's added the new donut sticks.
What?
They were testing them throughout America, but people love them so much, it has been added to all menus. It has some similarities to a churro. It's fried dough covered in cinnamon sugar.
Say that again.
Churro. Except for it's not crunchy and it's significantly shorter in length, similar to an extremely thick French fry. Six of them will run you an affordable $1.29 and have 280 calories. That's like one Oreo, right? One mega stuffed Oreo?
No, one mega stuffed Oreo is 180 calories.
Oh,
so actually these donut things are better because you get five sticks.
No, you get six.
You get six sticks.
Is there anything too different?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, they have like different like cinnamon sugar concoctions that you get to dip it in, like caramel type of sauces. Mm. And while you can order breakfast anytime at McDonald's, you cannot order these anytime. Many locations I checked with stopped serving them around 11 a.m. And hurry
you,
in.
You did the research on this show?
Yeah.
You checked with locations?
Yeah. I called the one on Ocean Ave.
Dude, I don't go to that neighborhood often, but when I do, that McDonald's has a line around. Every time I drive by it,
it looks
I know
In-N-Out.
There's a college over there.
City
so
College,
it's
yeah.
like that, but I'm just like, it's just McDonald's, people.
No,
calm down.
It stays popping day and night. And it's just faster to just park and go in and get your food, but I don't know why people.
I didn't grow up with McDonald's, so I'm not a fan. Oh. I don't go there.
Excuse me. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. My parents were... We were just talking about this. My parents were Whataburger parents. Mm. My dad was Whataburger. My mom was... Jack in the Box.
Oh, my gosh. You love Jack in the Box.
See, you have something else in common.
That's why I love Ginger so much.
Yes,
oh, my God.
My mom was Jack in the Crack, and my dad was all about Whataburger.
Oh, yes. Okay,
McDonald's, though, I'm telling you, the best thing that ever happened to me when I was a kid is when I had my birthday party at McDonald's.
Yeah, every kid had a birthday at McDonald's. Every Sunday, we would go to church and then go play in those, like, tube thingies.
Yeah.
But they don't really have
them anymore.
And drink
that orange drink that they got, whatever that is, orange water.
I shouldn't think about this, but I cannot, like, those tube thingies, all I can think about are the germs inside of them.
Kids are supposed to be exposed to that kind of stuff.
True that.
Yeah,
that's true.
So we would always play in there on Sundays after church. But hurry in. It's only for a limited time only, America. So go and get your donut sticks. And thank you so much for Jessica, who tagged me in this yesterday. I told her I was going to talk about it in Shan's News. So thank you, America.
Right. Here we go. America.
Yeah, thank you, America. We appreciate you, America. We really do.
Well, listen, we just got a note from Jussie Smollett. He wants us to pay his bail.
Oh.
But we can't do it. We're going to pay your bills, though.
WTF.
Oh, my God.
What the Friday?
Well, this is how I guess it goes down in Texas. A Texas father accidentally shot himself in the stomach on Saturday during his daughter's sweet 16 birthday party because he was pulling out his gun, spinning it around, showing all the other girls there. Look what I can do with my gun. Poof.
What is he, Yosemite Sam?
Yeah, like he was twirling it around on his finger.
Yes.
Is that what people do in Texas? Like you've seen
16th birthday party. His daughter's 16th birthday party.
Like, have you seen your dad play around with guns at like a birthday party? Like,
I don't know specifically, Shannon, at a birthday party, but people love to go. Listen, I'll tell you something. This past two Christmases ago, I was at my sister-in-law's house. My oldest nephew. He goes outside to show what his mother, he has a different mother than my sister-in-law, goes, that's very common in Texas, too. He goes outside to show what his mother bought him for Christmas, brings in a big old gun, twirling it around. I literally, like, got up, left. The way he was handling it was just so willy-nilly. Mm. I got up. I went into the garage and hid underneath the massive beer cooler my brother has. I was like, no. Uh-uh. My sister-in-law was in the garage. She's like, what you doing? I said, I'm hiding from that gun in there. Mm-mm. He is just like just showing it around like too willy-nilly.
Well, in this story, too, the crazy part is like, why didn't this dude unload the gun?
Because he was
too lazy.
To show off.
Yeah, he was in the moment.
You can still show off and not have bullets in a gun.
I just think it's funny. He was twirling it around and shot himself. I mean, that's what people deserve when they do stuff like that. I know Fernando thinks I have no empathy. I don't. I really don't. I don't have empathy for stupidity. I don't. I have none. Good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he shot himself and not one of the poor, you know, there's that poor girl at her sweet 16. Somebody just put a little crown on her head and he shoots a crown right off the top. Like, thank God he shot himself. Anyway.
Well, I do have empathy, but not for this guy either.
Well, you have empathy for stupidity, and I don't.
He probably felt so motivated.
I really don't. He ruined the party.
Yeah.
You just ruined your daughter's party.
Do you think if that happened to someone in your family, the party would just keep going?
I know the party would still keep going. And it just depended on who it happened
to. Like, oh, just put a cold beer on it.
Oh, trust me. There could be people die and people are like, oh, well, pour one out. Listen. It's just different in the country.
That sounds refreshing. Mm.
Fernando was at my house when the neighbor called and said, you know, I'm about to die. I'm passing away. And my dad was like, I'm sorry to hear that, but my son's here. I got to go.
And he went out.
And then the guy died 2 days later.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's it?
The guy reached out to my dad and was like, well, you know, and my dad was doing and saying this stuff. And then he got to him, I was like, what did he say? What were you talking about? And he's like, oh, that's just CB. He said he was about to die. And I was like, well, you just said, like, okay, I got to go. And he's like, what am I supposed to do?
Call 911.
Wow.
It's different. Go over.
I'll tell you this, Sharon. Where I'm from, you won't see no snowflakes. Okay?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody get lost in their feelings where I'm from. Hey, and you will love this, Shan. If it comes to America, it's not here yet, but in one state in Australia, you can now put emojis on your license plate. Beginning March the 1st, drivers in the state of Queensland can add 5 different emojis to their license plate. This is just the beginning. I'm sure they're going to add others, but you can put laugh out loud, a winky face, sunglasses face, heart eyes, or a big smile.
Where's the poop emoji?
That will run you $500 Australian to put an emoji. $350.
Oh, well.
Would you put $350? Pay $350?
Honestly, for that, that's kind of dope. I probably would.
I would do it. I had to put the peach on mine.
Yeah, no, you get the eggplant.
Put the eggplant.
No.
Yeah. Searching for.
Most people were receptive to the idea, but there were some that were upset that said, where's the angry face with the traffic around here? That's what we all need.
Oh, come to the city, fool, and then you can put that emoji on.
But anyway, I mean, if it's happening there, it could be here soon. I mean, states and cities are looking for ways to make extra money. So if you can charge people $350 to put a winky face on their license plate, I would imagine it's coming to a state near you.
That's awesome. You'd probably get I Heart Eggplant.
This is a family show, Shannon. You need to calm down.
Okay.
When you wake up, keep on waking.
This is what you wake up for.
99.7 now.
Sasha Petrov of San Rafael. You still got a few more minutes. Get through. Get your bills paid. 888-456-9970.
All right. I did something you told me not to do, Shan, and now I'm regretting it.
What?
Okay. Remember when my car got broken into?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I was going to go ahead and sign up for Nextdoor. Okay, if you're not familiar,
we both told you not to do that.
If you're not familiar, Nextdoor is a website, and then you put in your neighborhood, you put in your address, and then it slots you in. It's like, it's almost like Facebook, but just for your neighborhood. And it's just people posting about things going on in your neighborhood. So I just wanted to know, like, are a lot of cars getting broken into in my neighborhood? Are you having this issue? So I went on there, signed up, looked for it. Oh my God, this is the new way to fight with your neighbors. It is, this is the new age fight with your neighbor way. So instead of, now back in my day, you went out in your front yard with your curlers in your hair, and you cussed your neighbors out, and you spun your gun around, and did all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people just...
Yeah.
So I get the top posts every day. Like, I get an email, the top post in your neighborhood. So I always read that. It's nothing but people fighting. It's just people fighting. The other day, somebody posted, we have a bad neighbor in our neighborhood. He drives a red Tesla, and he parks it here and blah, 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 blah. Well, then everybody that drives a red Tesla in my neighborhood attacked that woman because they said they made all people who drive red Teslas look bad. And then people attacking those people. And then they're going back and forth and telling that girl to mind her own business and this and that. And I'm reading, there's like 50 posts. And I'm thinking, this is what y'all got time to do? And then I'm thinking, this is what I have time to do is read y'all's posts?
I'm saying, anybody, if you're making enough money to buy a Tesla, don't you have a job?
Oh, they were mad. Everybody in my neighborhood, there was like four people who drive red Teslas in my neighborhood, apparently. And they were furious with this woman whose name is up there with her picture smiling. So now they're going to get her. They're going to run her over with their red Tesla. They were so mad.
Nancy, you should have kept your mouth shut.
Yes. And the fight went on and on and on. And I was just wondering, 888-456-9970, if you're on Nextdoor, it's almost like Facebook, but even more local. Like when you're fighting with people on Facebook, you might not even know who they are, live in the same city. This could be your next door neighbor. They're going to come get you eventually.
Yeah. And you get all the updates like, oh, Nancy has a comeback. Oh, what they going to say? Yeah, what you right? got to say now? Oh, wait. Nancy just updated there, 20 minutes ago.
Back by Grant.
Yeah.
Listen, I know Nextdoor's in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah. They're great. The great corporation.
Okay. I don't.
Really?
I don't want to shade them, but I've not found one useful thing on there other than entertaining. Like, it's entertaining to watch people yell at each other, I guess. That's it. There's nothing. I don't care about your lost dog. I don't care about your red Tesla.
See?
I mean, nothing is useful.
Those are the only useful things I see. Like, yeah, I mean, if I lost my dog, I would want somewhere. Like, you know, that's kind of like regional like that, where you're like, okay, everybody in the neighborhood, I lost my dog.
You shouldn't have lost your dog.
It's well, for the of course, heroes but it happens. Of the neighborhood. It's for the mayors of the block. It's for the Nancys that don't got nothing to do, that are staying home and just picking fights.
I was just like, now that I'm on it, I don't know whether to delete it. I don't know whether it's entertaining or not, but I do like looking
You'll
at the top.
You'll get tired of it.
I like looking at the top post every day because people are just savage on there. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, like, as you call her Nancy, I'm like, Nancy, Gerald
Nancy.
With the Gerald with that red Tesla is coming to get you pretty soon. You better delete this account.
No, she's like, come and get it. Like, come and get
she
it.
Ready. She ready to defend her Tesla.
Listen, here's what I don't understand. She got her picture up there smiling.
Yeah.
And then she's like, that guy with the red Tesla, he's a jerk and he's this. And I'm like, what if he obviously lives on your block. He's coming for you, honey.
Right?
He knows what you
oh my
look
God.
Like.
The duel.
Debbie from the 408 said, Nextdoor is my favorite lurking hobby. What? Your name would be Debbie,
it.
Too.
Somebody, 650, said, oh my God, my mother is insane with Nextdoor.
Oh my God, Sherry from the 408. Yes, Nextdoor is drama and I love it.
See, and I love, like, everybody's talking about, like, their parents.
All right, call us. I want to know the biggest drama you found on Nextdoor. 888-456-9970. But Sherry is saying, you got to keep it, Greg. It's so good. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't take it after a while. Like,
it's
enough.
Just funny. I mean, it is funny.
All right, we'll take your calls on that.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
So we got to break down the Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson cheating situation a bit more because there's more interesting, somewhat shocking information.
Dude, we had a visitor at the station yesterday. That's all they wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, this is what even my mom is talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
I wanted to ask my mom. I need to ask her if she would ever do this to her best friend, Barbara, from the bank, from the Riverside State Bank back in the day.
Swoop on her man.
Uh-huh. Would you ever swoop on David back in the day?
So this house party that Tristan threw and also like linking up with Kylie Jenner's now former bestie Jordan Woods there, it was not the first time that these two had got together. Multiple sites are reporting that Jordan Woods called Khloe to come clean to her because I guess she felt the guilt. It was just so overwhelming. So she wanted to come clean to her about her involvement with Tristan. Allegedly, she said that these two have been hooking up for over a month.
Oh!
Yeah, but a win, though. And he's playing basketball. He lives in Cleveland. Like, when would they have been?
That's a good question.
When would they have been hooking up? Like, he's on a team. They're currently playing.
Well, wasn't he there for Valentine's Day?
He was, because that was the All-Star break. But that was last week. But if they've been hooking up for over a month, has she been flying to him?
Probably.
Right? And, like, has she been going to wherever he's playing? Like, how is this happening?
Maybe they're rendezvousing in, like, you know, another city.
Is she like, hey, Kylie, I need that private jet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
That's cold.
This girl ruined her life. She shouldn't have done this.
I know.
Because, you know, and Kim is the worst. I was discussing this with someone yesterday on the texting hotline. The Kardashians, when you're on the outs with them, they come at you hard. And Kim is the worst. Kim will get her.
Mm-hmm.
Kim gonna get her.
And she's gonna be, like, blacklisted from everything. Like, her life is done. No one's gonna want to work with her. No one's gonna want to, like, have her back. Because they want to work with the Kardashians.
They'll destroy. They'll destroy her.
She's destroyed.
So, this is why I said yesterday she needs to get with Tristan and marry him. Or have a baby with him. Because that's a money source. Because she's ruined her other money source.
But then she's...
Well, yeah. Her money source was Kylie. I mean, they had a makeup line together. Or at least, like, she would work with her.
They would collab on, like, different collections
and
stuff.
Crap like that. Which, you know, I'm sure that made her a ton of money. Until now. And you know what? Looking back on this situation, it was pretty obvious something was going to go down. Because Tristan Thompson, you know, you're having a party at your place. And you tell people, hey, you can't use your phone when you're in my house during this party. Okay, so you know...
Which is common. That's common at a lot of celebrities' homes. Okay. That you have to put your phones away.
You're supposed to put them in a bag.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're supposed to have a phone man. You know how you have a coat guy?
Yeah.
You're supposed to have a phone guy.
Yeah, they have those at some movie premieres that we go to, too, so people don't leak footage.
You know what I do at those movie premieres? I'm like, I don't own a phone.
I'm not
going to give them my phone. I will never. At Black Panther, remember?
Uh-huh.
They were like, you got to put your phone in a plastic baggie. Oh, no, I'm not. I was like, I put it in my underwear is where I put it. And I walked right through. I said, I don't have my phone. I left it in the car. And then they were like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I pulled my phone right out when I got in there.
And see, it didn't even seem to matter because as soon as somebody left that party who had seen this all go down, like Chloe found out that night that this was going on. So it didn't really, you know, whatever. You know, they could have had their phone in the party or
it's
not.
It's just like, even if you're going to do that, why do it in front of so many people that like are going to talk?
Yeah, that's dumb.
Like, do it behind closed doors and don't get caught. Like, you guys are stupid.
Do it behind closed doors. So you do approve of it.
No, I don't approve, but I'm like, at least if you're going to have the decency.
So
yesterday, blame it on the
alcohol.
Where's the humanity?
Tristan should not be having parties like that.
Yeah.
When he's trying to get back with Chloe.
And it's not just like Chloe's like boyfriend. It's Chloe's baby dad. Okay? Like, that is another thing on top of that.
Yeah, but she also stole him from another woman.
I mean,
you get what you get.
Well,
you called it, Greg Deeney, too.
Even worse.
That was an easy one. I can hardly take credit for that one.
That was low-hanging fruit.
I mean, that was... Yeah, exactly. Sure is. That's why he's spreading that low-hanging fruit all over town.
Chloe has now stopped following Jordan on Instagram.
And so Kylie did, too. She stopped following her.
And Kylie also kicked her out of the house, too.
I noticed he also disabled all the comments on all of his social media. So he didn't delete his social media, but he's now disabled all the comments because people were coming hard.
He is one class act.
Like, she knew what she was getting. Everybody needs to watch Judge Judy. When these people complain about their men, she goes, you picked him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Talk about me not having empathy. Judge Judy has no empathy for those people. You picked him. She picked him. She knew what she was getting.
Chloe should be on the next Bachelor.
Chan.
Yeah.
She don't need to be.
Chan.
That would be such good drama instead of these like basic
Beckys. She can be the next Bachelorette.
Yeah.
But Chan, what do you think about a man who would leave his pregnant fiance for you?
I wouldn't pick him.
There you go.
I would judge Judy him.
So then when people are like, I feel so bad for Chloe, I'm like, why?
I guess because she picked him. And she got molded.
She got the type.
Yeah.
She picked him. Go get a nice little nerd who works at Google. He'll never cheat on you.
Mm-mm. Well.
And we'll take care of you.
You just never know.
Greg.
Time for down home.
All right. that?
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger, sure.
All right, I love to go down home with Ginger. So, actually, we're picking up with Ginger because off the air, she was in the middle of a story about when Greg was a kid. What event were you attending?
A PTA program you had, and you were bossing them all around.
What was going on? I don't even remember. What happened?
Y'all were in charge of some program, and what were you giving those kids orders?
Shocking.
I think it was like third or fourth grade.
And somehow I always got to go to the PTA stuff.
Mom, you hardly ever showed up.
Are you kidding me?
You were at the smoke pit while I was at the PTA.
And, band recitals. And
and how were they?
Really good. Almost like a Beyoncé.
Yeah. Probably the best concert you ever attended.
I wish that they had cell phones back in those days so we could have had memories, Mom.
Well, there's a few pictures around.
I wish we could find them.
Yeah, where are those pictures?
We'll have to dig through them, that's for sure. What's going on in California? Y'all got sunny weather or bad weather?
We're cold.
It's freezing.
Sunny, but it's so cold.
We're doing nothing but complaining
about it. I think we've got the same temperature here that y'all got.
What's your temperature? It's in the 40s right now here.
Yeah, it's in the 40s here, and it's cloudy, and it's supposed to start raining again tomorrow.
Mom, what's Big Buck been doing? Because I haven't heard from
him. Well, he's right here. Would you like to talk with him?
Yeah.
Sure, let's see what he has to say.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what are y'all doing this morning?
We're trying to find out what you've been up to. I hadn't heard from you.
Yeah. You've been silent.
Well, you haven't answered my texts.
I sure do. What did you text me that I didn't answer?
I don't remember. I don't have my phone with me.
I answer all text messages.
Yeah, all right.
So. Yeah, the last time you texted me, you said it looks like north of the Golden Gate River, there's some homes floating down the river. And I said, yeah, the flooding is bad here.
On the news, they said that the next day is going to be nothing but rain.
Yeah, and then the last thing you said was, I got to go and glock up the chickens. So that's...
Well, it was dark. I had to go do that.
So then you let me go. I didn't let you go.
Okay.
How are those cows?
Well, I'm going to go over about 10 o'clock and put out a bale of hay. And I was over yesterday, and Kenny was worried about me putting out a bale of hay.
Well, if he's so worried about it, why didn't he get off his ass and go put it out?
Because he got a job he's got to stay on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not where he can go hunt hogs.
Yeah, if he'd spend less time hunting hogs and more time putting out hay. Y'all got a whole different set of problems than we do here.
Yeah, like, no. What?
That's true.
How's your cat? Have problems. You know, we have problems of people pooping on our front porch. That's what we have problems.
Well, that's why you need a gun.
Oh! All right, we better go.
I don't know. I'm starting to come over to your side of thinking.
When they drop their pants, you pull the trigger.
Oh! Before they pull the trigger.
Well, how's your cat real quick? Then we got to go.
Yeah. Well, he came in and ate, and he wanted back out, so I let him. He comes in the front door and eats, and then he walks to the back door and starts yowling. He's still after that female cat over in the barn.
Uh-oh. Well, that's kind of like Kenny. He ran away. He went out the front door, and he came back. No, he ran out the back door, and he came back in the front.
Yeah, I think I texted that to you the other day, too.
He said, oh, I forgot my coat. All right, we got to go.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I think anytime we want to change the subject, we'll be like, hey, how's your cat?
I just love that the cat is...
Got a girlfriend?
The cat is trying to get the female cat that lives in the barn. How romantic. That is really romantic. Put that on your next door. You know, we were just talking earlier about the website nextdoor.com. If you're not on that, you might want to check it out. The neighbors on there are lit. They love to fight. They love to shade. I just recently got on there. We want your best next door story at 888-456-9970.
Yes, next door drama. And also as a reminder, too, since we did bring up the cat in the Ginger call, you should follow.
The cat and my dad.
Thank you. The cat and my dad on Instagram for the latest in Big Buck's cat drama.
Yeah, maybe I'll put a picture of the cat mating up there. Thank you. My mom can catch
actually.
It. My mom can find it.
Oh my God, they're going to have babies.
Kittens.
Oh Lord, that is not what they
yes.
need.
Wow.
Talk about drama.
Do they have a picture of the female cat? I mean, we don't have to get them.
He lives in the barn.
Okay.
They don't go. That's not their barn.
They don't
barn.
Go to that barn?
That's not their barn. That's a neighbor's barn. What are they doing in the neighbor's
barn? Well, they stole the neighbor's cat. They're going to steal the neighbor's barn.
First of all, my dad better not be in the neighbor's barn.
Oh, Big Buck. Hey.
right, and catch a Ginger call on the Fernando and Greg podcast at 997now.com or on the 997now app.